Raise your voice with Yeah, I Love Voice.
And welcome back to Bob and Friends, where today it's just me in the office, but, and this is the new studio. Hello, Facebook, if you're on there. I don't know if that's streaming at Yahala Voice, too, or is that just through the Facebook page? Khaled will no longer speak to me because I guess his voice would automatically go on streaming, so I have to learn how to read lips across. And he's actually not too bad at it. Anyway, one of the big news things of today is Al Jazeera America is announcing that it's going to be essentially shutting down operations with the Al Jazeera America. And here to speak with us about it is our good friend Ray Hanania. Ray, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. Hey, tell me. I mean, you did contract work for Al Jazeera America, correct?
No, actually, I write for Al Jazeera English. I do freelance. I write freelance feature stories for them.
Okay.
And specifically, I don't write for Al Jazeera America, which always kind of was odd to me, because it was like they were competing with each other.
Yeah. I mean, just when you said that, I didn't even realize there was a difference. I thought the people were just saying,
right.
I thought they were saying the same thing differently is really what I thought. I didn't realize. Wow.
Well, it was always a bad system the way they set this up. First they had Al Jazeera Arabic. Then they launched Al Jazeera English, which was a website, basically. And then they launched Al Jazeera America, which was supposedly going to take Al Jazeera Arabic TV and present it in English to American audiences. And they started out phenomenally when they bought Current TV, which was a very successful, channel that Al Gore set up.
Right, right, and going in there. But then they started to be, what, at least from my side or my view, and correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there like a campaign to get it removed from cable networks because they were saying it was part of?
You got to remember that there's always been a campaign of racist Americans, and I call them racist because even though this is about religious discrimination and cultural discrimination, they hate Arabs and they hate Muslims. There's a large segment of people in this country who hate us. And they campaigned hard, mainly the conservative right, to block Al Jazeera Arabic from ever coming into the United States. So they lobbied Comcast TV, cable TV. They lobbied the satellite channels not to include Al Jazeera Arabic for many years, and it went on like that until it took, I think, almost a decade before you were able to really get it and find at least like a one-hour segment of Al Jazeera Arabic on local cable TV. And this, by the way, is in contrast to the pro-Israel movement, which has 24-hour pro-Israel TV on cable stations all over the country. So Current TV and Al Jazeera America was an effort to kind of break through that, glass ceiling that was put up by these haters. And it's a political war. They knew that if Arabs would start reporting the news to Americans and if Americans started listening, we would hear stories that the biased mainstream news media was preventing us from hearing.
So
it almost worked.
I so agree with the fact that the more input we have, the better. I mean, that's like trying to say that we'd be, we'd be better off if we created a block on Russian TV, the RT channel. I disagree with that. I mean, it's a wonderful alternative news source. I think you have to go there and look at it. I mean, the more perspective we have, the better. You do not have to agree with that point of view. I mean, for goodness sake, it's why part of the reason why I watch Fox News is because I don't necessarily agree with that perspective.
Oh, that's a terrible confession, Bob. Don't tell me that. I've been a great mentor to you. Don't watch Fox News, okay? Fox and Fiends is what I call it. Even news.
I totally agree with you. It really is crushing in to know that. But yeah, it is one of those things.
Well, if you're gonna watch Fox News, listen, Bob. If you're gonna watch Fox News. They do have beautiful women on it. Turn the volume down and watch it that way. That'd be okay. I could understand that.
You know what? They all are of that same cookie cutter mold. You know that they.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
I think Miss America is like, you know, auditions for Fox News broadcasting. I kind of feel that.
Well, you know, white militias don't want to date beautiful women with dark hair. They only want to, date women with pale skin and blonde hair.
Well, I'm going to take that back for just a second or say that because I thought Nikki Haley did a great job last night.
I disagree with you.
Okay. Let me hear your take on that. Oh, well,
let's do Al Jazeera and then
right.
Nikki, I think, is a great story we need to talk about, but go ahead.
Yep. No, but I agree with you. Let's go. let's finish up with Al Jazeera and just say, so operations there are going to be closing down here in America. The Al Jazeera America, or essentially the TV network, is going to be closing down in April. Right. So there. But from what you're telling me, Al Jazeera English, the web page is still going to be going.
Yes. And they got high traffic. They're not a TV station. They're a news website. Now, here's where I think Al Jazeera America failed. First of all, they hired a lot of American journalists from a pool of journalists who were losing their jobs. In other words, they didn't hire Arab Americans and American Arabs. They hired a lot of American journalists to do the work, and they felt this need to prove that they were objective, while no other media ever strives for, you know, that effort to have to prove themselves. They do the story, they get the good story, and the good story drives the traffic. The problem with Al Jazeera America was they were trying to be CNN. They were trying to be Fox News. They weren't trying to be an Arabic TV station in English.
Which is what.
So we would get the same exact news that you would get, you know, that Americans would get. Now in the Middle East, and people in the Middle East who spoke English, it was great for them, you know. But for Americans, why would they want to go to Al Jazeera America? There was no reason for them to go because there was very little that was unique. And there are so many great stories that they should have done, but they've never done. And I think that's why they closed, and they're closed.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So the Al Jazeera English, the webpage is more geared towards those unique features that apply more towards the Arab and the Arab community here within the U.S. Is that what I'm hearing you say? Which is why there's such a high traffic.
Well, now my specific assignment. Let me give you an example. When they hired me, they said specifically they want feature stories about American Arabs. Stories that, you know, and one story you know very well about the marathon that you and Rush and everybody put together for the Palestine Children.
The Run for Peace, right,
right. Why is it that no Arab media covered that event? You understand what I'm saying? The stories that the Arab media should be doing, they're not doing. So they came to me and they said, Ray, we want to cover the American Arab community. I said, okay, turn off CNN and I'll tell you what's happening in the Arab community. If you like it, I'll write the story. So we started doing stories about American veterans, stories about, you know, the Arab American Arab veterans, stories about the Arabs in the marathon. Those are great stories, I think.
They really
are.
And
that's what Al Jazeera English is trying to work on.
I think that's a great angle, and I think that's the differentiation that you were talking about that makes them the great programming that's not CNN. It makes that different avenue, but it's a lot of the story that needs to get out there, and people need to hear, and that's exciting. So, okay, so that chapter, Al Jazeera America's closing, Al Jazeera English is still going to be here. That is good to hear because yeah. I still enjoy that perspective. And if they're going to focus more on that, you know, your angle that you're talking about, I think that's a good thing. I really do.
And don't be surprised if Al Jazeera English doesn't eventually launch a satellite television branch.
Oh.
That's what I think is going to happen. Al Jazeera English, I think, is eventually going to go from being an English news, you know, basically an online newspaper to include television and radio broadcast, maybe, but television for sure, I think.
Interesting. And to that end, Yahala Voice is expanding out. You know, we're streaming right now. It's a video.
You're a good story. Listen, I'm going to pitch your show and Yahala Voice is a story because, you know what, I think Arab American radio is a great story, and why isn't the Arab media covering it? You know, because you want to know the truth, what the hurdle is?
Yeah.
We don't respect ourselves as a community.
I get that feel sometimes.
We think that it's better on the other side. We don't see our own story, and when we see our story, we don't think it's special. But I think, and as you know, how tough it is.
Yep.
To do Arab American radio. It's hard, but you guys are doing a great job. I think you're a great story, and I'm going to write it one day soon. You watch.
It's so important, I think, and it bridges, and it can be used as a great bridge, and that's what I'm here for.
I agree.
Yeah, I think
I agree.
It's fantastic.
I think they've lost sight of what the real priority is. You know, they're overseas.
Yep.
Everything is in Arabic. They don't view English as a priority, and I think that's a huge mistake that the Israelis didn't make. The Israelis recognize how important it is to do everything in English.
Absolutely.
The Arabs, on the other hand, on arrogance, they just don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, even all the way down to the leadership, they know when to speak in English,
yeah.
And they know when to speak in the native tongue. So it is wild. So tell me now.
Now let's talk
switch
about
that.
Nikki Haley.
Or let's go with Nikki Haley's response first. She didn't impress you.
No, I'll tell you, first of all, I thought Barack Obama's speech was great. I think he was very passionate, you know, something he's been missing for years. I liked the passionate Obama. He kind of tapered off, you know, over the last few years, trying to make everybody happy. But I think he has to give that up and go back to being what he promised us he was going to do, and that was to be a fighter for what's right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, unfortunately, it's his last year. But here's what I didn't like about Nikki Haley. Now, on the one hand, I think it's great that the Republican Party is looking for acceptable minorities to put up and showcase. And Nikki Haley is, her family's from India, but she's Sikh.
Right.
They didn't call her a Sikh American. They made a point of calling her Indian American because Indian Americans have been very good at assimilating into American society and contributing huge amounts of money to the Republican and Democratic parties.
Mm-hmm.
They're very savvy when it comes to politics. But I was distracted by her teeth were too white for me. I'm thinking, who has teeth that white?
A lot of people were saying that.
What's going on?
Yeah.
It was freaky.
But
her eyes were too white.
She got away a little bit. She had a little bit of the deer in the headlights, but her presentation was better.
Yeah.
And here's the other side, is that the previous Republicans who had given the response had set the bar so low, you know, you were just kind of like hoping, like, you know, okay, don't totally collapse on me here. But I also think...
Don't you have the typical Republican yell that Barack Obama is a liar, or you know, that was the usual attitude we got. She was an intelligent response, I thought. But I still, you know, don't let the beauty, Bob, distract you from what's behind her face. She stands for the oppression of minorities in this country. She's against immigration. She's tough. She wants to cut government funding for some of the most essential programs that help the poor, the needy. And if that one line that she referenced about, let's stop making the Israelis angry and Iran